B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psachim Daf Chof Dalet. We're going to start 16 lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Gimel, Omud Beis. We've just learned a couple of Dafim. We started on Chof Aleph, Omud Beis, a discussion with Rabbi Avohu and Chizkia, where we learn the Issa Hanor from Chometz and Shoyer HaNiskel. An ox that needed to be stoned, there's a halacha that not only is its flesh obviously not allowed to be eaten, it's also not allowed to have any benefit from it. And so too, chometz on Pesach, one's not allowed to have any benefit from, any pleasure from either of them, chometz be Pesach and Shoyer HaNiskel. And we've discussed so far, according to Chizkiah, what the source is from Lo Ye'ochil. According to Rabbi Avohu, it's learnt out either from Oisoi, that it says by Treifa, Lakelev Tashlichun Oisoi, that only regarding the Issa of Treifa one's allowed to give it to that one's animals and derive benefit, but not Chometz and Shoyer HaNiskel. However, according to Rabbi Meir's understanding of Nevela, Rabbi Avohu can learn out from Nevela that only Nevela, which is Osir Ba'achila, the Torah explicitly told us is Mutar Ba'anah. However, other places where the Torah tells us is Osir Ba'achila, for example, Chometz on Pesach and Shoyer HaNiskel, that it's also Osir Ba'anah. All the other places, we've had approximately 18 topics that we discussed in these two dafim where there are isurim to eat, then in all the other cases there are explicit exceptions that we learn out from the psukim that allow hana. That's what we're up to so far. And now there was Yosef Ahu Mirabonon. There was this chacham, this sage, that was sitting Kamedu Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, that was sitting in front of Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, and we're now going to have quite a lengthy discussion between Ahu Mirabonon and Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni regarding something, a query that Reb Yeshua ben Levi had. V'yosevu k'omar mishmeid Reb Yeshua ben Levi. This Ahu Mirabonon, this sage, asked and said in the name of Reb Yeshua ben Levi as follows. Minayin l'chol isurim shebatayra. What's the source that all isurim shebatayra, and obviously we're talking only about chometz bepesach and Shoyer HaNiskel, because all the other isurim in the Torah have explicit psukim that allow hana, but how do we know regarding these two, d'chihechad asurim ba'achila, in the same way as they're osur ba'achila, hochanami asurim ba'ano, they're also osur ba'ano. This is the big question we've been discussing for two dafim, and now Rabbi Shua ben Levi has the question, how do you know that chometz bepesach and Shoyer HaNiskel are osur ba'hana? That was a question that Rabbi Shua ben Levi asked and was now repeated by Ahu Mirabonon to Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni. Says the Gemara, Umaynihu, which are these isurim that we're discussing, chometz bepesach v'Shoyer HaNiskel? Says the Gemara, Minayin? And this is now Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni asking Ahu Mirabonon, what was Reb Yeshua ben Levi's query? You want to know, how do you know that Chometz on Pesach and Shoyer HaNiskel is osur ba'hanah? Teipeklei mi lo yei ochil. Learn it out, and we know this from Chizkiah, from the term that's used exclusively in these two places, that says lo yei ochil, from that different and strange and stronger term, we learn that not only is it osur ba'achila, it's also osur ba'hanah. Answers the Gemara, lo ye ochil isar achila mashmalei, isano loy mashmalei. So Ahu Mirabonon answer to Reb Shmuel ben Nachmeni that Reb Yeshua ben Levi, who asked the question, obviously held that lo ye ochil does not mean isar hana, it only means isar achila. That means he doesn't hold of what Chizkiah said before. So Gemara is now going to ask a second suggestion. We're going to have all of seven suggestions as to where one can learn the Issa Hana of Chometz bePesach and Shoyer HaNiskel. That was the first one, Lo Ye Ochil. The second one, so Shmuel Ben Nachmeni is asking back to Ahu Mirabonon, Teipik Leimi Nevela. In the same way as according to Reb Meir's understanding of Nevela, Reb Avohu understood that the reason the Torah tells us by Nevela that one's allowed to have Hana is to tell us that all the other Yisurim, in the absence of an exception, then it is Osir Ba'hana, so learn out from Nevela. With Teipik Leimi Nevela. So Ahu Mirabonon answered to Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Sova Loka Reb Yehuda. Reb Yeshua ben Levi, who didn't answer this, he holds like Reb Yehuda, the Omer Dvarim Kichsovam. He says that the reason that the Torah tells us by Nevela that you're allowed to have Hana is not just to tell us you're allowed to have Hana. It could be that we would always have known that it's Mutar Bahana. because Isser Achila does not mean Isser Hana. The reason the Pasuk says by Nevela that you're allowed to sell it to a Geir or Goy, give it, sell it to a Geir or Goy, is to teach us that you're only allowed to give it to a Geir, referring to a specific type of Goy, and you're not allowed to sell it to him, and you're only allowed to sell it to a Goy and not give it to the Goy. And therefore you cannot learn from the fact that the Torah by Nevela says that you're allowed to have Hana, you cannot learn from there that in all other places where there's an Issa Achila, it's also Bahana. So since Rabbi Shua ben Levi held like Rabbi Yehuda, he could not learn out from Nevela. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni is answering back to Ahumi Rabbanon, Yisova lok Rabbi Yehuda. If indeed Rabbi Shua ben Levi held like Rabbi Yehuda's understanding in Nevela, no problem. Tepe klei mehecha denofka leil Rabbi Yehuda. Milakelev tashlichun oisai. We already said previously in the Gemara that according to Rabbi Yehuda, he learns out from the fact that it says by Trefa, you're allowed to give it to the dogs, which is having Hana, that it's only with Trefa that you're allowed to give it to the dogs. Oisai, but other Yisurim, for example, Chomet and Sheir HaNiskel, you're not allowed to give it to the Goy, learn it out from there. Answers the Gemara, that, and we already discussed this previously, that according to the opinion, namely Rabbi Yehuda, who learns out from Oisoi of Lokelev Tashlichon Oisoi, that other Yisurim, one is, that are Osir Ba'achila, are also Osir Ba'ana, you have no source that Chulin Shenishchutu Ba'azora, where it does not say explicitly in the Torah Issa Achila, you have no source that it's Osir Ba'ana. According to Rabbi Meir, who learns out that all other Yisurim, there's an Issa Hana, he learns out from Nevela. What does he do with the Oisoi of Treifa, Lakelev Tashlichun Oisoi? He learns that by Chulin, Shenishchut Ba'azora, it's also Bahana. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, who learns out from Oisoi to all other Yisurim, he holds that Chulin, Shenishchut Ba'azora is not also Bahana, Minatayra. So the Gemara says, learn out like Rabbi Yehuda from Oisoi that all other Yisurim are also Bahana. Answers, Hahu Mirabonon. No, Rabbi Shua ben Levi held, Kosova, Cholin, Shenishchutu, Ba'azora, Do'iraisa. We didn't have such a combination yet. That you also learn out, you also learn Nevela, like Rabbi Yehuda, and also you learn out, like Kelev Tashlichon Oisoi, like Rabbi Meir, that says that from Oisoi, that you learn that Cholin, Shenishchutu, Ba'azora, is also Ba'anor Minatayra. Here, according to Ahu Mirabonon, is explaining Rabbi Shua ben Levi's query that he holds Nevela like Rabbi Yehuda and Trefa like Rabbi Meir, and then we're left with no posuk to tell us that those places where there's an Issa Achila are also Osir Bahana. Minayin? Dichsiv? So now the Gemara is going to start with telling us a new idea, and this is the fourth source that we're trying to explain to answer. To answer the query of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, where do you know that Chometz on Pesach and Sheir HaNiskel are also Osir Bahana? Dichsiv, it says in a pasuk. And this is a pasuk regarding a korban chatos, and there are two types of korban chatos. There are types of chatois that the part of the avodah is to sprinkle their blood inside the heichal. And then they were burnt outside. The machaneh, that was part of their avodah. However, a regular korban chatos had to be sprinkled outside in the azora, on the mizbeach. And those types of chatois that were supposed to be sprinkled outside, and they sprinkled the blood inside, it was actually made the animal posel. And the posuk says, V'chol chatos asher yuvo midomo el oihel moed. Any chatos that was supposed to be sprinkled the blood outside on the mizbeach, on the big mizbeach outside, that was sprinkled inside the oil moed, lechaper b'kodesh. Number one, lo yisei ochil. You're not allowed to eat the flesh, the meat of that chatos. Number two, ba'esh tisorif. You have to burn it. So the Gemara says that min tichsiv kol chatos, asher yuva midama v'goymer, etc. She'ein talmud loymer ba'esh tisorif. Why does the pasuk say that this chatos that was sprinkled inside instead of outside? Lo yisei ochil, don't eat it. Ba'esh tisorif, burn it in fire. You don't need to say ba'esh tisorif, we'll soon see why. Uma talmud loymer ba'esh tisorif. Why does it say, why does the pasuk add, you have to burn this chatos in fire? Im einu inin legufoy, if you don't need it, for itself to say that you have to burn it, because we always knew that you would have to burn this chatos. Why? Tichsiv, because it says by the Soir of Nachshin ben Aminodov, where it says there that the pasuk says ve'seira chatos dorosh dorash Moshe v'hinei soirof v'yiktzayif alelozov adisoba ben Aaron and Nesorim leimur. They would burn that korban chatos, and Moshe Rabbeinu complained and says, why did you burn it? It wasn't a chatos that was sprinkled inside, so why did you burn it? So we could deduce from there that a chatos that is sprinkled, the blood is sprinkled inside, you have to burn it. So if so, the other pasuk that says ba'esh tisarif, why does the pasuk have to say it there again? So if you don't need it lugufoy, dechsev hinei soirof, teneyu inyan lekol isurim shebatorah, learn it out for all other places where things are not allowed to be eaten, namely chometz and pesach and shira niskel, that they have to be burnt in the fire. V'meina inyan achila, and you don't need to learn from ba'esh tisarif that shira niskel and chometz on pesach are not allowed to be eaten, teneyu inyan le'isa'ano. So learn out from the words ba'esh tisarif that those places, chometz on pesach and shira niskel, have to be, that they are not only osur ba'achila, they are also osur ba'hano. Asks the Gemara, if you're learning the Issa Hano of Chometz on Pesach and Shira Niskel from the two words Ba'ish Tisarif, Ima Kan Bestreifa Af Kol Yisurim Shabbatayra Bestreifa. If you're learning it out from the requirement to burn a Chatos Achitzayna that was Nizrak Doma Bifnim, that you have to burn it, so maybe you have to burn Chometz on Pesach and Shira Niskel and any other Yisurim Achila that would be included in this bracket. If there would be any others, the one would have to burn them. And we don't find such a thing. We find that they're also bahano. You don't find that you have to actually burn it. Says the Gemara, no. From Ba'esh Tisarif, we can learn that it's also bahano, but we would not learn that you actually have to burn it. Why? On Makro, it says in another posuk, it's actually in the same posuk, V'chol chatos ha-shiyuva midom el oil moed l'chapir ba'kodesh lo yisei ochil ba'esh tisarif. Omar kro ba'kodesh ba'esh tisarif. Because what does it say there? It says v'chol chatos ha-shiyuva midom el oil moed l'chapir ba'kodesh lo yisei ochil ba'esh tisarif. It says that it's only ba'kodesh ba'esh tisarif, that only hekdesh, which means only this korban chatos itself that was supposed to be sprinkled outside and was sprinkled inside, b'sreifa, then one has to actually burn it. Ve'in kol yisurim shebatorah b'sreifa, but any other place that we learn from these two words, ba'esh tisarif, that they're also ba'ano, since they are not ba'kodesh, chometz on pesach is not called kodesh, shira niskel is not called kodesh, and since it's not called kodesh, then the requirement is not to have ano, but it does not need to be burnt. Asks the Gemara, v'hai, Bakoidesh Ba'esh Tisarif Lahochi Udaosa? Are you using the word Bakoidesh that it says in this posuk regarding a Khatos Achitzaina whose blood was sprinkled inside to teach us that only a Koidesh animal, when it's disposed of, has to be disposed of with burning, but to the exclusion of other Yisurim? Is that what you're learning from Bakoidesh? Haimi Boy Leila Kajib Shimon. We need these two words, Ba'esh Tisarif, we need this word Bakoidesh to teach us a different halacha. The Reb Shimon said, the Tanya Reb Shimon Oimer, Bakoidesh Ba'esh Tisarif, that from these words that it says that Bakoidesh, that this was a Kodesh animal, a Chatos Achitzoino, that needs to be burnt, Limeid Al Chatos, it's teaching us not what needs to be burnt, namely only Kodesh, only Korbonis that became posel. No, it's teaching us where it needs to be burnt. Limeid al chatos shasorfin oisoi bakodesh. The place you have to burn it is bakodesh, is inside the azara. You have to burn it bakodesh. Ve'en li elov zubelvad. And from this pasuk says Reb Shimon in the Braisa, we only know that the chatos chitzoina, that you sprinkle the blood inside, when you dispose of it, it has to be disposed of bakodesh in the azara. Psulei kochei kochim, ve'imurei kochim kalim. How about all those other korbonis whose ikar avoida is in the azara? For example, kochei kochim, or the imurim, the parts of the kochim kalim that are going to go on the mizbeach, that when they became posel, minayin, how do you know that they also have to be disposed of in the azara? Talmud Lema, you learn out from the pasuk v'chol, which is the beginning of the pasuk v'chol chatos hashiyuva midama el oil moed lechaper ba kodesh ba'esh tisarif. That since these are animals that are all kodesh animals, not only the chatos achitzena whose blood was sprinkled inside, but so too the psule kochi kochim and the imuri kochim kalim that are exclusively supposed to be in the azara, that those also ba'esh tisarif, you have to burn all of them. And since Shimon in the Braisa learns from Bakodesh Ba'esh Tisarif that Kodesh has to be burnt in the Kodesh, inside, you cannot learn from Bakodesh Ba'esh Tisarif that other Isuri Ana do not need to be burnt. And in which case, we're stuck with the source. Where do we learn that Chomets and Pesach and Shera Niskel are also Ba'ana, even though we know they do not need to be burnt? So Omale, so this Ahu, Mirabonon has answered back to Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeini with a fifth source. Rabbi Yechonon Rabbach, Rabbi Yechonon, your Rebbe, Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeini's Rebbe, Mihai Krok Omer Lo. He learned the Isurei Ana of Chometz of Pesach and Shoyar Niskel from the following pasuk, the fifth pasuk. What does it say in the pasuk? V'im yivoser mibesar hamiluim. That if the meat, the flesh of the korbonis that were brought in the 8 days of inauguration of the mizbeach of the mishkan, the yomei hamiluim, if there's anything left over from the meat, umin alechem from the breads ad haboike till the morning, v'sarafto es hanoisor boish, you should burn the noisor, the leftover korbonis and hekdash, with fire, lo ye ochil ki kodesh hu. Shein Talmud loymer lo ye ochil. It doesn't have to say that this korban that became noisar, that got left over beyond the allotted time, which one's allowed to eat it, that one's not allowed to eat it. We'll soon see why. Uma Talmud loymer lo ye ochil. Why does it say in this pasuk lo ye ochil? It must be. In Lugufe, if it's not there to tell you that one's not allowed to eat noisar, why? Dachsiv, because it already says in this very same pasuk, it says, v'sarafto es hanoisar ba'ish, burn the noisar in fire, lo ye'ochel, don't eat it. Well, if you have to burn it, of course you're not allowed to eat it. So it already says you have to burn it. V'sarafto es hanoisar ba'ish. Why does it say lo ye'ochil? So if me'ene inyan l'gufe, if it's not to tell me that this noisar you're not allowed to eat, t'neyu inyan l'shari surim shabbat Torah, then use these extra two words of lo ye'ochil to teach me something about other isurim in the Torah, namely chometz v'pesach and shera niskel. V'me'ene inyan l'achila, even though the words we're learning from are lo ye'ochil, but since we don't need these two words to tell me that you're not allowed to eat chometz for Pesach or Shoyer HaNiskel, t'neyu inyan le'issa hano, use these two words to teach us that there's an issa hano. And Rashi says at the beginning of the Omud that this concept of im'enu inyan t'neyu, that if you cannot use two words in this context, use it for elsewhere, is one of the midos that the Torah has learned from, and it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Asks the Gemara, Ima kan b'sreifa av kol yisurim shabbat Torah b'sreifa. If you learn out that chometz and pesach and shera niskel are osur ba'ano, from the words lo ye'ochil, it says by noisar, I may have thought that in the same way as noisar there's a chiyuv to burn it, so too there's a chiyuv to burn chometz and pesach and shera niskel. Says the Gemara, no. Omer krov sorafto es hanoisar. The pasuk explicitly says, even though the pasuk starts v'im yivoser mibsara miluim, we know we're talking about noisar. The pasuk repeats v'sorafto es hanoisar ba'esh. It doesn't say that you should burn it ba'esh v'sorfosei ba'esh. It says v'sorafto es hanoisar ba'esh. It mentions the word noisar again. Noisar b'sreifa, to teach us that only the issa of noisar, the meat of noisar, the hektish of noisar has to be burnt, ve'ein kol yisurim shabbat Torah b'sreifa, that other yisurim that you learn out from the words lo ye'ochel in this posuk, that are also ba'ano, are not included in the requirement of needing to be burnt. Asks the Gemara, v'hai lo ye'ochel lahochi u'da'osa? Are you really suggesting that these two words lo ye'ochel in this posuk of noisar ba the miluim is there to teach me that chometz on pesach and shera niskel are osar ba'ano? I need this word, two words of lo ye'ochil, to teach me a halacha that Rabbi Elazar said. The Omer Rabbi Elazar said, lo ye'ochil. He brings these words in this pasuk, that the pasuk says, lo ye'ochil ki kodesh hu. What does Rabbi Elazar learn out from these words? Lo ye'ochil ki kodesh hu. Kol shebekodesh. any psul that happens in the Kodesh, for example, pigul, yoitza, or nishbach domoy, if the blood got spilt before it got sprinkled, kol shebe Kodesh posul, any psul, anything that happens to the korban in the Kodesh, bo'akos of liten loisa se'al achilosei. The pasuk here that we're talking about says, lo ye'ochil ki Kodesh hu, any problem that transpired, that took place in the Kodesh, lo ye'ochil. This is an explicit pasuk that says, not only is the animal pasul, if you eat it, there's a lav. There's a special, an extra lav. This is the lav of not eating Kodesh that became pasul. So since I need the lo ye'ochil to tell me that kol shebe Kodesh posul, bo'akos of litin lo yisaseh al achilosoi, I don't have these two words to tell me that chometz on Pesach or shor haniskel are osur b'hano. Omar Abaye. Now Abaye, and this is source number 6, and it's using the same posuk as in source number 4 that we saw at the bottom of Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. Then we're back to this posuk of a cholchato sash yuva midomo el oil moed lechaper b'kodesh lo yisei ochil bo'esh tisorif. In the beginning, we learnt out from the words ba'esh tisorif, since I don't need ba'esh tisorif by chatos ha'chitzoino that was nizrak domo bifnim, I don't need ba'esh tisorif because we learn it out from the different posuk that says that Moshe Rabbeinu commented on why they burnt the korban of Nachshon ben Aminadov. So the Gemara tried to learn out from ba'esh tisorif that all other Isurim are osa b'hano, and we had a problem with that. Who told you that you don't need to burn Chometz b'Pesach and Shor haniskel? The Gemara said you learn it out from b'kodesh bo'esh tisorif, that only kodesh has to be burnt, not other Isurim. And then the Gemara says that can't be, because b'kodesh I need to tell us where we have to burn it. That was a braisa with Reb Shimon. Abaye is going back to that pasuk and is not going to learn out from b'esh tisorif, but from a different two words. Lo ilam mikro kamo, we're back to that posuk that speaks about the chatos achitzoino shanizrak domo bifnim. Ve'epach, I'm going to learn the posuk, or this drosh, I'm going to learn it the other way around. Delichtoiv ba'esh tisorif. It should say ba'esh tisorif, in order to tell us that it has to be burnt in the Azorah. As we saw, you have to burn it b'kodesh ba'esh tisorif, like Reb Shimon said, that psulim mukdoshim, you have to burn in the kodesh. V'loy boy loy se'ochil. And now I don't need the words loy se'ochil ba'esh tisorif. Why? Because as soon as it says, I don't need the words loy se'ochil. Because as soon as it says ba'kodesh ba'esh tisorif, you have to burn it, then we know it's a psul. As soon as we know it's a psul, we have Rebbe Loza's drasha that tells us that any psul sheba kodesh, there's a lav on achilosei. So the lav of eating the chatos hachitzoino that was nizrak domo bifnim, I can learn from the posuk of Rebbe Loza that has the extra word by noisor, the lo ye'ochil ki kodeshu. And so since the lav I have from Rebbe Loza, why do I need the lo ye'ochil, the lo se'ochil, by the chatos hachitzoino shenizrak domo bifnim? V'lo yiboy lo se'ochil. Ma talmud lo yima lo se'ochil. Why does it say loy se'ochil there? If I don't need it for itself to tell me that I'm not allowed to eat the chatos hachitzoino shenizrak domo bifnim, why? Because we learn out from Rebbe Loza that anything that's posel has a lav. And how do you know it's posel? Because that very same posel says ba'esh tisorif, it must be posel. Teneyu inyan l'chol yisurim shabat Torah. So learn out from the loy se'ochil that it says by the chatos achitzoino shenizrak domo bifnim, those two words, the all other yisurim shabat Torah, chometz b'pesach and shor haniskel, that they are also. V'mein inyan l'achila, if I don't need it to tell me that chometz b'pesach and shor haniskel are osur b'achila, because it says it explicitly that you cannot eat it. Chometz, it says, who knows how many times you're not allowed to eat it, and shor haniskel hasn't been shechted, of course you're not allowed to eat it. Teneyu inyan, and not only because it hasn't been shechted, but there's other sources that shor haniskel cannot be eaten. We learned about this earlier on. Teneyu inyan li'isra'no. Learn out from these two words, lo yise'ochil, that chometz of Pesach and shor haniskel, not only are they not allowed to be eaten, they're also not allowed to have hanor from them. Asks the Gemara, ima kan b'sreifa, if in the same way as chatos achitzoino shenizrak domo bifnim, you need to burn it, af kol yisurim shabatayra b'sreifa, maybe chometz v'pesach and shor haniskel that we learn from lo yise'ochil of this chatos, that it's also bano, maybe it's also similar to chatos, that you have to burn it. Omar krono, from here we have the pasuk that says, hanoysor, that the pasuk that writes explicitly, and that was the pasuk that we saw earlier on here, v'imivosim lebsarim miluim, etc., the Saraftas Hanoisar Boesh Loiseochel Kikoideshu. We learn out from the same place that Hanoisar is Bisrefa, Vein Kol Yisurim Shabbatayra Bisrefa. Other Yisurim do not have to be burnt. One is just not allowed to have Hanoah from them. Asks the Gemara, Omalir of Papa La Abaya, if Papa said to Abaya, you Abaya want to learn out from the pasuk we just saw now. V'chol chatos ashiyuva midomel oil moed lechapir bakoidesh loisei ochil. Bo'esh tisor, if you want to learn out from the loisei ochil, that chometz and pesach and sher and niskel is also bano, how do you learn that? Because you assume that you don't need loisei ochil for the chatos. Why not? Because since the chatos is posel, because you were nizrak domo, you sprinkled the blood inside, then I have Rebbe Lozo's halacha that says from the posuk of Noisor that he learns from the loya ochil that any kodesh, kol shebe kodesh, any psul of the kodesh, there's a lav al achilosoi. We know that you're not allowed to eat it. And therefore we assume that the loy se ochil by chatos can teach us something about chometz and Sher Haniskel. Says that Rav Papa Tabaya, no. Ve'imel yichude leilav l'gufei huda osa. Maybe I need these words, lo yisei ochil by chatos, to tell me there's a lav to eat the chatos. You can ask me a question. I don't need this lav to tell me that it's also to eat it, because Rebbe Loza already taught it to us from the posuk, from the words lo yisei ochil, it says by Noisar, diim Rebbe Loza, Ein loikin alav shebeklolus. Rebbe Loza's halacha was a very general one, that kol shebekodesh posel, any bekorban that became posel in the kodesh, bo'akos of litin loisase al achilose, there's a lav, there's a mitzvah loisase, you're not allowed to eat it. But since it's a very general lav, then it's a lav, it's asa, but you won't get malchus on it. The punishment of lashes you'll only get if it's an explicit and specific lav, not if it's a general one. So maybe we need the words lo yisei ochil by chatos to tell me that there's a specific and explicit lav for chatos, that somebody who does eat this chatos achitzeino that was nizrak domo bifnim, he's going to get malchus. And then you haven't got the loisei ochil to tell me that there's an issa hanoah b'shari surim. And that's a question against Abaya. Elomer of Papa. Rav Papa is bringing a seventh source that we learn from there that other isurim, namely chometz b'pesach and sher haniskel, are also b'hanoah. Elomer of Papa mehocha. It says in the pasuk, v'abosor asher yiga b'chol tomei, flesh that touched tomei, loy ye ochil. You're not allowed to eat this korban, this hektish animal that's tomei, or wild tomei. We'll see later exactly how that works. But eishi sorif, you have to burn this meat. Va'aboso kol toir, yoichal boso. She'in Talmud lo'ima lo ye'ochil. The pasuk says, abosa she'iga b'chol tomei, lo ye'ochil. Don't eat it. I don't need to say, we'll soon see why, but it doesn't need to tell us that this animal's not allowed, this korban's not allowed to be eaten in a state of tumah. Mal Talmud loyma lo ye'ochil. Why then does it say these two words of lo ye'ochil? Imeinu inyan legufoy, if it's not there to teach us that the basar asher yiga b'chol tomei is not allowed to be eaten, why? Don nafka le mikal v'choymer b'maisar hakal. Because to tell me that you're not allowed to eat a korban whilst tumah, I don't need a pasuk of lo ye'ochil. I have a kal v'choymer to tell me that. Where's the kal v'choymer? From maisar. Maisa is much more lenient than kodesh. Uma maisa hakal. If in the case of regular maisa, which also has to be eaten batara, whilst pure, and it's more lenient than kodesh, Omra Torah, the Torah says, lo bi'arti mimenu betomei, that I admit and that I declare that I did not consume the maisa whilst tomei, besar kodesh, the hektish meat, chomur, which is much more serious and much more stringent type of kedusha, leikolshkin, of course you're not allowed to eat it whilst tomei. So if so, why does the pasuk have to tell me v'abosar sheyiga b'chol tomei lo ye'ochil, you're not allowed to eat it? V'chitem, are you going to say that it's true that I could learn out that you're not allowed to eat this bosar sheyiga b'chol tomei? I could learn out from Maisa. But if I learn out from a kal v'choymer, then that would not serve as a warning for a lav. Ein mazhirin min adin. A warning of not doing an aveira cannot be learned from a kal v'chomer. That's why the pasuk has to say explicitly. Says the Gemara, okay, but besides for this kal v'chomer, I've actually got a hekesh that the pasuk actually compares and explicitly puts meiser together with kodesh, even without the kal v'chomer. Hekeshahu tichsiv, because it says in the pasuk, Lo sucha lechol bisharecha, meiser degon meiser degoncha v'sirochcha v'torecha, u'b'chayrus b'korcha v'tzeinecha. It says there that the Maisa Sheni is not allowed to be eaten anywhere outside Yerushalayim. And the Pasuk says, V'chol nudorecho ashetidur v'nidva isecho utrumas yodecho, which is referring to Korban Shlomim, is mentioned in the same Pasuk. So since there's a Hekesh that puts the same, in the same Pasuk, it puts Korbonois, Kekdesh, together with Maisar, so I can learn out one from the other. And the same way as with Maisar, it says in the Pasuk, Lo yivyarati mimenu b'tome, I didn't consume it whilst Tomer, then we can take it for granted that Hekdesh also is not allowed to be consumed whilst Tomer. If so, the question comes back, why regarding Hekdesh does it say, V'abosar ashiga b'chol tome, lo ye'ochil? What do I need the lo ye'ochil for? If I don't need it to tell me that this kodesh mustn't be eaten whilst tumei, use these extra two words of lo ye'ochil to teach me something about other yisurim in the Torah. If I don't need it to tell me that those other yisurim, namely chometz v'pesach and shera niskel, are osur ba'achila, use these two words lo ye'ochil to tell me that chometz v'pesach and shera niskel are also ba'ano. Ima kan b'sreifa, are you going to say that in the same way as this basar, this meat that was yiga b'chol tomei, it says bo'esh yisoreif, afkol yisurim shebatayra b'sreifa, also those other yisurim which are also ba'ano from lo ye'ochil in this pasuk also need to be consumed by burning? Or makro, no. This is back to the pasuk we had before, v'hanoisor. There's an extra word in the parasha of noisar, which is the hektish meat that got left over beyond the allotted time that one's allowed to eat it, that it says there, sorry if you have to burn it, but there's an added word, v'anoisar. From that word you learn that only noisar has to be burnt, or those places where it says explicitly it has to be burnt, but those other isurim, like chometz and pesach, and shera niskel, they do not necessarily have to be burnt. Continues the Gemara. Omale Ravina le Ravashi. Ve'im laver alav b'shnei lavim. You, Rav Papa, want to learn from this posuk of Abosa Shayiga b'chol tomei, lo ye'ochil. You'll tell him you don't need the lo ye'ochil, because I already learned it from lo vi'arti mimenu b'tomei, from a hekesh to maisa. So I don't need the lo ye'ochil, so you're using it to tell me that chometz and shera niskel are also b'hano. Maybe I need the lo ye'ochil just for no other reason other than to have an added lav. It's true that I've already got a lav from lo ye'arti mimeni b'tomei. Now I'll have two lavim. Ve'ema laver lav b'shnei lavim. Maybe these two words are there not to teach us about other yisurim, but to tell us that there's two lavim. Lav mi omar abaya. Did Abaya not say, and we actually learnt about this in Erevin already in Daf Chavches, that ochel putaisa, there's a type of aquatic species which, if one eats it, loika arbo, you can actually have transgressed four lavim. Nemola, if you eat an ant, loika chomish, you'll transgress five lavim. Tzira, which is another type of creature, possibly a hornet, loika shesh, you've transgressed six averas. So you see that there is such a concept as having one avera with a number of lavim. So maybe the lo ye'ochil here of abosa shiga b'chol tomei, lo ye'ochil is there for no other reason other than to say there's a second lav, and then you cannot learn from there to shari surim ma'osar ba'ano. Answers the Gemara, Omalei kol heicha de'ika lemidrash darshinon v'leimakminon belave yaseira. We prefer to use the extra words to teach us something elsewhere rather than assume that it's just an added lav for the same avera. And since these words, lo ye'ochil, that it says in the pasuk of Abosa she'igar b'kol tomei, can teach us that chometz and shera niskel are osur ba'ano, we prefer to do that than to say that these words, lo ye'ochil, are an added lav for somebody who eats that kodesh whilst tomei. And now the Gemara is moving over to this posuk, but going away from our topic. We've finished this topic now of the issa hanor of chometz and shera niskel. And now the Gemara is moving on to learn out different things from this pasuk. What did we just see? The pasuk says, let's read the pasuk again. Va'abosor ashayiga b'chol tomei. If the meat of hekdesh, of a korban, of hekdesh animal, touched something tomei, lo ye ochil, you're not allowed to eat it, bo'esh yisori, if it has to be burnt. Va'abosor kol toir yoichal bosor. And it would seem that the way to read it is meat, which is toir, which has not become tomei, that's allowed to be eaten. Says the Gemara, v'habosor, the first word v'habosor, and there's a big discussion here in the Rishonim, Rashi already discusses it, what exactly was bothering the Gemara, is the whole word extra, is it just a vov extra v'habosor? Either way, the Gemara is saying that v'habosor deresha, the word v'habosor at the beginning of the pasuk, where it says v'habosor sheyiga b'chol tomei lo ye'ochil, lomoli, there's something about the word v'habosor which is extra. What's it coming to include? L'rabois eitzim u'levoina. That the extra word or letter in v'habosor is coming to teach us that not only can flesh become tomei, flesh is edible, we understand it becomes tomei, but even wood and the levoina, which was also used, which is not edible, it was used in the Beis HaMikdash, that these two can also become tomei even though they are not edible. V'habosor, and what about the word v'habosor in the sefer in the second half of the pasuk, where it says v'habosor kol tohir yoichal bosor? That the word v'habosor there, lomoli, what's that? What's that including? Says the Gemara, l'rabbis imurim, is to tell us that these imurim, if they, which are the parts of the animals that were supposed to be put on the mizbeach, that if they became tomei and somebody tohir ate them, that he's transgressed an added lav of lo ye ochil. That not only is one not allowed to eat the imurim because they're not supposed to be eaten by the kohen, even a kohen is considered a zor relative to those parts of the animal that are supposed to go on the mizbeach, but there's an added lav that since the imurim are tomei, there's an added reason not to eat them. So the way we'd read the pasuk is V'habosor sheyiga b'chol tomei lo yochel b'esh yisarif, v'habosor. The second word v'habosor is going back on something that became tomei. Not v'habosor kol tohir yoichal bosor. It's going back at the beginning of the pasuk that there's an added lav, an added avera for eating korban that became tomei. What is that? The part of the korban that was not supposed to be eaten at all. L'rabbi simurim. Ask the Gemara, Imurim mehosom nafka? Do you learn that there's a law for eating Imurim that became tomei from the second v'abosor of that posuk? We don't learn it out from there, we learn it out from somewhere else. The Tanya we learnt in a brisa, and this is another posuk. V'anefesh asher toichal bosor mizevach hashlomim asher Hashem v'tum osoy olov. Says explicitly that a person who eats the meat, mizevach hashlomim, that's part of the shlomim animal, asher Hashem, and asher Hashem obviously means the part that's going to go up on the mizbeach to Hashem, v'tum ose olov, and it is tomei, v'nichroso ha'nefesh me'ameo, is punishable by koros. So you see that somebody who eats a murim whilst tomei is severely osa. I don't need the v'habosor in the previous pasuk to teach me that. So you see there that it's seriously awesome. Answers the Gemara, Hosom betumas haguf. Over there in that posuk, we're not talking about if the meat became tomei, we're talking about if the person became tomei. And there it's much more severe, there it's bekoros. The posuk says, v'nefesh asher toichal bosor mizevach hashlom asher Hashem v'tumosei olov v'nichroso ha'nefesh ha'im me'ameo. It's punishable by koros. A person who's tomei, who eats a korban, any part of the korban, is chayev koros. Hocha, but this posuk that we're learning from is tumas bosor. We're not talking about that the person is tomei, we're talking about that the korban became tomei, the meat became tomei, and that it's only a lav. It just says lo ye ochil, it doesn't say that it's punishable by koros. So to teach me that to eat the imurim, there's an extra lav, while if the imurim are tomei, that's what we learn out from the end of that first posuk. Continues the Gemara. The Gemara is now moving on to another sugya. It's related because it's to do with Isurei Achila and Isurei Hanah, but it's a new sugya. Says the Gemara, Omer Bavo, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Isurim Shabbat Torah. anywhere, any Isser in the Torah that the Torah says don't eat, and we've had a number of them, Ein loikin aleim, you're only going to get malchus for transgressing that avera, elo derech achiloson. If you eat it in a normal way, in a common, in a way that is common, that these isurim would be eaten. Limute mai, to the exclusion of what? Give me an example where something is eaten in an unusual way. Omer Simi Barashi, limute shem ochal chaylev chai shepotur. We know that it's seriously also to eat chaylev, which are certain fats in an animal. And if somebody were to eat this chaylev when it was raw, it hasn't been cooked or fried or it's just still raw, that it's not a common way, it's not a normal way of eating fats, the chaylev, and therefore he's not going to get malchus. Ikad Omra, there's another version of this. Omer Bavo, Omer B'Yechanon, Kol Yisurim Shebatayra, the second version holds that the statement of Rabbi Yechanon is not regarding eating, it's regarding having benefit. That Kol Yisurim Shebatayra Ein Leikin Aleim, Elo Derech Hana'oson. Those things that are one's not allowed to have hana'ah from, you're only going to get malchus if you actually use them in a way that is common and normal to have hana'ah. Limu'utei mai. Give me an example of how you would have hana'ah in an unusual way. Omer Rav Simi Barashi limu'utei she'eminiyah chaylev al shoyer haniskel. If somebody were to put chaylev onto a shoyer haniskel al gabei makosoi, if somebody were to take the fats of Shoyer HaNiskel, and we know that Shoyer HaNiskel is also Bahana, and he was going to put it al gabi makoso and smear it on his wound, shehu potur. It's not considered a normal way of having a no of chaylev, and therefore he's going to be potur. The kolchkein oichel chaylev chai, and even it goes without saying that if you're going to eat that chaylev of the Shoyer HaNiskel, you're going to eat it when it's raw, shehu potur, that he's going to be potter, it's not called a normal way of having hana'ah. Continues the Gemara, Itmar Nami, Omer Abacha Bar Avia, Omer Abasi, Omer Abyechanon, Hinea Chelev Shel Shera Niskel Al Gabim Akosoi, potter. If somebody puts the Chelev of a Shera Niskel, which is also Bahana'ah, all the parts of the Shera Niskel are also Bahana'ah, and he puts it onto his wound, he's potter, he's not going to get Malchus, Lefisha Koli Surim Shebatere in Leikin Aleim Elo Derech Hana'oson. All these Surim that are punishable by Malchus, you'll only get Malchus if you transgress them in, or those Isura No are only going to get malchus if you did them in a way that was common and usual to have benefit that way. Reb Zeira is going to try and bring proof to this version of Rabbi Yochanan from the following brisa. Ein soivgin esarboim. It's actually a Mishnah that a person is only going to get 40 lashes, actually means 39 lashes, 39 malchus, mishum orla. If somebody, you're not allowed to eat orla, we know that. And we've actually learned you're not even allowed to have hana'ah from orla. There's something we learned about on Daf Chav Beis, that if somebody had hana'ah from orla, then you're only going to get malchus elo al hayotze min hazeisim, only if you drank or you consumed the juices of the olives, namely oil, umin anovim, and the juices of the grapes, namely wine. Bilvad, only those two. Ve'ilu mitutim, but if you had benefit from the juices of the berries, ta'inim from the figs, ve'rimoinim, and from the pomegranates, loy, you're not going to get malchus. My love, so Zera assumes that the reason you don't get malchus for consuming the juices of berries, figs, and pomegranates, mishum deloika ochiluhu derech hana'oson, because it's not a normal way of devouring these fruits, of consuming these fruits. So you see clearly that you're only chayev if it's derech hana'osoi. Says the Gemara, Omar le'Abaya. Abaya said to Rab Zeira that you don't have a proof. Bishloim me'i ashme'inon pre-gufa. If the Mishnah would have told, given us a list of fruits themselves that you eat, and they're eaten in an unusual way, then you'd have proof from a Mishnah that you're only ever chayev if you do it derech hana'osoi. If you would have a list of fruits that you ate, shapir, then indeed you would have a good proof from a Mishnah that you're only chayev if you do it in a normal way. But this Mishnah, it's not because you you consumed this orla in an unusual way that you don't get malchus, is you didn't consume orla. It is not called that you consumed the fruits. You consumed hacha mishum dezeya ba'almahu. It's mere secretion from these fruits. It's not the fruits itself. With wine, the wine and the oil is part of the fruits. That's what it's made for. That's how we identify with the grapes and with the olives. But with berries, figs, and pomegranates, the juices that come out of them are not considered the fruit itself. So you haven't transgressed orla. If you haven't transgressed orla, you don't get malchus. It's not because the type of benefit you had was an unusual one. It's just that you did not have benefit from the fruit itself. Continues the Gemara. Omar Abaye, Hakil Moedim, everybody agrees, Biklei HaKerem. We know that in a vineyard, there are certain vegetation, grains, greens. It's a topic elsewhere, but Kilayim in a Kerem, certain vegetation that is planted in a vineyard is osir, it has the loch of Kilayim. Shaloikin alein, and you'll get malchus if you have if you consume this Klei HaKerem, afilu shaloik derech hana'oson, even if you do it in an unusual way. My tama, why should that be true? We just now said that in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that one is only ever chayev if one consumes these isurim in a normal way. Mishum deloiksev bu'achila. If it would say, don't eat it, eating, there's a way of eating, there's a normal way of eating. If you consume it in an unusual way, it's not considered eating. But regarding Klei HaKerem, it actually doesn't say the words, don't eat. So the Torah is not limiting us to a usual way of consuming. And therefore, any way of consuming it, even if it's an unusual way, you will be chayev. This was a chiddush of Abaye. Meisei, and the Gemara is going to now ask a question from Issi ben Yehuda. And before we get to the question, we're going to have quite a lengthy discussion with Issi ben Yehuda. Issi ben Yehuda Oimer, Minayin lebosar becholov shehu osur. So we have to realize like this. The content of this discussion is going to be bosar becholov. Meat is 100% kosher, if it's kosher. Milk is kosher. No problems. What happens when you put milk with meat? So we all know you mustn't mix milk with meat. What does it actually say in the Chumash? The Chumash, it just says, Lo yisavashil gadi b'chalev imoy. You're not allowed to cook milk and meat. And these are long discussions in Maseches Chulin. What meat? How? And there's many other details, which is not our topic now. But the Torah clearly only speaks, or explicitly only speaks about cooking. So it's an avera to cook milk and meat together. If somebody transgressed that avera, are you allowed to eat it? The Torah doesn't say, Lo soichal, don't eat basar b'cholov. It says, don't cook basar b'cholov. So that was the topic that Issi ben Yehuda was addressing. Minayin lebasar b'cholov shehu osur. How do you know that basar b'cholov is osur b'achila? So he starts as this, like this. Ne'mar kan, regarding the posuk of basar b'cholov, it says in the posuk, ki am Kodosh Atol. Let's read the whole pasuk. Lo yiseichlu kol nevela. It starts with nevela. Lagira shebisharecho titneno v'achola oy mochor lenochri. We've seen that already previously. Ki am kodosh atol Hashem elikecho. You are a holy nation to Hashem. Lo yisevashel gedi b'chalev imoy. So it writes in the same context of lo yisevashel gedi b'chalev imoy. It says ki am kodosh atol. You are a holy nation to Hashem. Nemar kan ki am kodesh ato. V'nemar la lon. And regarding treifa, what does it say in the pasuk? V'anshe kodesh tiunli. You should be a holy people to me. U'bosor basoda treifa lo yisechel. You should not eat treifa. L'kelev tashlichon oisei. So regarding treifa, it also says ki anshe kodesh tiunli, that you're a holy people. Ma la lon, in the same way as treifa osor, you're not allowed to eat it. It says explicitly lo yisechelu. Afkan, so too with basar b'cholov, also you're not allowed to eat basar b'cholov. So the Issi ben Yehuda starts with bringing proof from treifa to gzeira shova. This is called gzeira shova. It says kodesh here, it says kodesh there. We learn gzeira shova from treifa to basar b'cholov. Says the Gemara, Ein li elo b'achila. So all this gzeira shova is telling me so far is the same way as there's an issa achila by treifa, there's an issa achila by basar b'cholov. Bahano minayin. How do you know that there's an issa hano from basar b'cholov? Omris kal v'chomer. So the Gemara is now learning in Issa Hano. For how do you know you're not allowed to have any benefit from basa b'cholov? We learn that out from a kal v'chomer, not from treifa, but from orlo. Why? Should uma orlo shelo yinev do ba'aveira. Orlo itself, what is orlo? The first 3 years of a fruit tree, you're not allowed to have any hano from it. Did you ever do an aveira with this tree? No, you planted the tree. The halacha is the first 3 years, you're not allowed to have hano. So ma orlo, in the same way as an orlo, shelo yinev do ba'aveira, that an aveira was never done with it. Asura ba'hano, you're not allowed to have hano. That means that's a kal. We're going to learn a kal v'chomer. Orlo has a certain leniency. There's a certain something less, something lighter about it by the fact that an aveira wasn't done. And nonetheless, it's also ba'ano. Basa b'cholov, which is more chomor, it's more stringent, shenev do ba'aveira, because an aveira was done with it. Because basa b'cholov we're talking about is basa b'cholov that you cooked. And it's explicit in the Torah, you're not allowed to cook basa b'cholov. Einu din, can we not say it's a kal v'chomer she'osar ba'ano? There's a kal v'chomer that we learn out from orlo hakal to basa b'cholov achomor, that basa b'cholov should be osar b'hano. And Tosfos discusses why we couldn't use the same kal v'chomer from orlo to also tell us that it's osar b'achila. Why do I need to learn Issa achila of basa b'cholov from gzeira shava from treifa? Why couldn't I learn it out from a kal v'chomer from orlo? And Tosfos discusses that. Asks the Gemara, Ma'al orlo, how can you learn the issa hana of basa b'cholov from a kal v'chomer from orlo, assuming that orlo is more kal, that lo yinev de ba'avera? But on the other hand, there's something more chomor about orlo, even more than basa b'cholov, and therefore maybe the only reason orlo is asa ba'ano is because of that chumra, and then you wouldn't be able to learn out to basa b'cholov because it doesn't have that chumra. Mar la orlo shekein lo yhoisa lo shas hakosher. Orlo never had a point in time where it was actually mutar b'ano, and therefore maybe that's why it's asa b'ano. Toimer b'basa b'cholov, you're going to learn a kal v'chomer from orlo to basa b'cholov shahoisa lo yshas hakosher, that the basa, the meat and the milk was once mutar before they got cooked together. You're going to say that you learn out from orlo that it's asa b'ano. Maybe this halach of Issa Hano of Orlo is associated to the chumra of the fact that it never had a shas hakosher, so you cannot learn it out to basa b'cholov. Says the Gemara, no. Chometz b'pesach yichyach. I have another halacha which is similar to basa b'cholov, that it was once mutter, and nonetheless it's also b'hano. Chometz on pesach yichyach. Shehoyle shas hakosher, before pesach the chometz was mutter b'hano. And nonetheless, for osur ba'ano. So you see that in order for something to be osur ba'ano, it doesn't need to be in a state of orla that it never had the shas hakosher. If so, you can learn from orla that a kal v'chomer. Says the Gemara, no. Or maybe that you cannot learn from chometz that something that had the shas hakosher is osur ba'ano, because maybe the Issa Hano that you find by Chometz B'Pesach is due to a different Chumrah that Chometz B'Pesach has that Basa B'Cholov doesn't have. Ma'al Chometz B'Pesach Shekein Enish Korus. It could be that by Pesach it has an Issa Hano even though it did not have a Shas HaKosher, even though it had a Shas HaKosher, there was a time that it was Mutter, but that's because of the Issa Korus that follows, that comes along with chometz. Toimer b'basa b'cholov, but basa b'cholov she'enoy enish korus. Basa b'cholov, if somebody cooks or eats basa b'cholov, he's not going to be chayev korus. So maybe there will not be osur b'hano. So that means the issa hano of orlo could be attributed to loy hoyso loy shas hakosher, and the issa hano of Pesach could be attributed to the fact that this chorus, neither of these apply to basa b'cholov. So how do you know that basa b'cholov is osur ba'ano? Says the Gemara, Klei HaKerem, we're going to come to another halacha. Klei HaKerem, this kilayim where a certain vegetation was planted in the vineyard, yichiach she'ein enish chorus, over there in the case of Klei HaKerem, there's no chiyuv chorus, and nonetheless, osur ba'ano. It's osur ba'ano. So you see from there that even that the chorus is not the reason for there to be an osur ba'ano, and therefore, Don't disprove and say that I cannot learn from Chometz on Pesach, where Chometz on Pesach had the Sha'as HaKosha, but we wanted to say that the Chumra of Issa Anah of Chometz on Pesach is because of the chorus, but in a place where there's no chorus, not. No, we see from Kli HaKerem that there's no chorus and it's Asur B'Anah. And if so, we can learn Basar B'Cholov from Orla, and there's no refutations. This is the end of Issi Ben Yehuda. Issi Ben Yehuda learns that Basar B'Cholov is also not Banah from Orla, and all the questions that were asked, that Orla is different, because Lo Yisrei Le'Sha'as HaKosha, we refuted that from Chometz. We thought that Chometz has its own stringency because of Chorus. We refuted that from Kli HaKerem. So we're back now to Basar B'Cholov is also Banah, learnt out from Orla. This is the end of Issi Ben Yehuda. Says the Gemara, now we're going back to Abaya. V'im Issa, if you Abaya are right, that Kli HaKerem has its own Chumra, that it's Chayev, even Loikin Aleim Afilu Shel Loikin Derech HaNa'oson, since it doesn't say the word Achila by Kli HaKerem, therefore even if you have Hana'a from it, in a way which is not the normal way of doing it, you're going to be Chayev. If so, how can you bring proof from Kli HaKerem that it's true, that don't tell me that Chometz on Pesach has its own Chumra because of Chorus, which is why it's also Ba'anah. No. Or Kli HaKerem doesn't have Chorus and is yet also, nonetheless also Ba'anah, but Kli HaKerem has its own Chumra. It has this Chumra that Yochayev even Shalei Kederech HaNa'osai. So then how can you learn Basar B'Cholov, which let's assume doesn't have this, Basar B'Cholov, you're only going to be Chayev if you do it the normal way. So then you cannot learn Basar B'Cholov from Orla, because you can only learn from Orla if you have Kli HaKerem to say, etc., as we just learned. I'm not going to repeat the whole Gemara now. But as soon as there's a separate Chumra on Kli HaKerem, then the question comes back. Basar B'Cholov, where you don't have, we would assume that you don't have this Chumra of Kli HaKerem that Abaya said, that Loikin Alein Afilu Shaloika Derech HaNa'osai. So then, you Issi Ben Yehuda, again, you cannot learn Basar B'Cholov from Orla. Vim Issa, if you Abaya are correct, Nifroich, you should ask a question, or Issi Ben Yehuda should refute his Kal V'Chomer from Orla, because you can only learn from Orla because you had Kli HaKerem to save the day, but Kli HaKerem has its own Chumra, Shekein Loiked Alein Afilu Sheloiked Derech HaNa'osan. Abaya's got a very interesting answer to that. How does every Pircha work? That how can you learn out from whatever it might be, from Chometz, from Orla, from Kli HaKerem, it has its own Chumra, which Basar B'Cholov doesn't have. Well, is that true? Well, let's say that Abaya is right, and that Kli HaKerem has a Chumra. So what are you going to say? Don't tell me that Chometz on Pesach, that even though it had a Sha'as HaKosher, there's Issa Hanah, Chometz has its own Chumra, that there's Chorus. What did you ask a question? Kli HaKerem has not got Chorus, nonetheless it's Asur B'Anah. No, but Kli HaKerem is its own Chumra that you're loikin, even Shaloika Derech HaNa'osai. So how can you learn out to Basar B'Cholov? Basar B'Cholov doesn't have that Chumra. Says Abaya, no. V'Abaya Toimar B'Mai. How are you going to finish off this refutation? You have to finish off by saying that Basar B'Cholov does not have this Chumra of Abaya. And that would make Kli HaKerem more Chumra than Basar B'Cholov, and then you wouldn't be able to learn from there. So what are you going to say? Toimar b'basa b'cholov, she'ein leikin alein ero derech hana'osoi. That's how, according to what the Gemara is asking against Abaya, that's what the refutation would be, that there's a chumra of by Kli HaKerem that you don't have by basa b'cholov. Says Abaya, it's not true. Otu b'basa b'cholov achila k'siv bei. By basa b'cholov, it also doesn't say the word achila. And in exactly the same way as Abaya said that with Kli HaKerem you're going to get malchus, even shaloi k'derech hana'osoi, exactly the same would apply by basa b'cholov. So then you don't have a refutation. V'idoch, and the person here in the Gemara who actually asked a question, there was a question here. There's a meisvei. This person who asked the question, so to speak, assuming that there was a contradiction between Issi Ben Yehuda and Abaya's Chiddush, what was his problem? What was his question? He also knew that Basar B'Cholov, it doesn't say Achila, and if it doesn't say Achila, then the same way as Abaya says by Kli HaKerem you're loikin even shaloika derech hana'osai, the same would apply by Basar B'Cholov. What did he have in mind when he asked his question? Ve'idoch to kamoisiv lo, that chochem who asked the question, sova, he holds, and now let's go back to right at the beginning of this sugya. That how do you know that bosa b'cholov is osur ba'achila? We learned to ask from Gzeira Shova, from Treifa, which says, it says in one posuk, it says, ki am kodesh ato, in another posuk, it says, v'anche kodesh tiunli. So you learn how to Gzeira Shova, is achila, from Treifa to bosa b'cholov. So the Shoyl said that ve'idach to kamoisiv lo, he sova, he holds, l'hochi kogomar min nevela, when it says in nevela, it means Treifa. Rashi addresses that, that when it says in the Pasuk, Anshe Kodesh by Treifa, and we learn out from Kodesh Kodesh, we learn from Treifa to Basa B'cholov, not only do we learn from Treifa that you're not allowed to eat Basa B'cholov, we also learn from Treifa that the way you eat Basa B'cholov to be Osa has to be Kederech Achilosai. Ma Nevela Derech Hana'osa, Af Basa B'cholov Derech Hana'osai. If so, if you learn out from the Gzeira Shova that Basa B'cholov has to be Derech Achilosai, then the question comes back. If you Abaye are right that Klei Kerem, you chayev even Shaloi Kederech Hana'osai, and Basa B'cholov you only chayev Kederech Hana'osai, then we come back to the question, how can Isi ben Yehuda learn from Klei Kerem that it's not got chorus and nonetheless it's Osa Banor? Why don't we refute that by saying that Klei Kerem has a Chumrah? Abaye says the Gemara, Lahochi loy kosev achila begufoy. He says, it's true that you learn out from Treifa that you're not allowed to eat Basa B'cholov, but why doesn't it say by Basa B'cholov you're not allowed to eat it? Why does the Torah resort to Gzeira Shova and doesn't say it explicitly? In order to teach us that it's indeed Osar B'achila, but the limitation that saying Osar Achila would tell us, namely that it has to be eaten and consumed kederech in a normal fashion, that doesn't apply. Abaye says, Lahochi leikosav achila begufoy, the reason the Torah didn't say explicitly, don't eat it, and made us learn it from Gzeira Shova from Treifa, is loyma to tell us, shaloi kenalov afilu shaloi kederech hanaosai, to say that bosa b'cholov yochayev, even shaloi kederech hanaosai, in which case it's no different to Klei Kerem, and then what Issi ben Yehuda said is very well understood. Asks the Gemara, but why don't we ask another question? You, Issi ben Yehuda, were very comfortable to say that from Klei Kerem I see that even though there's no chorus, it's Osa B'Hanah, and therefore Basa B'Cholov, even though there's no chorus, there's an Issa B'Hanah. But there's another Chumrah. Ma le Klei Kerem, why don't you ask a different question? That Klei Kerem itself, Shekein loy hoysa loy sha'as ha'kosher. And at this point in the Gemara assumes that when you take these vegetations and you plant them inside a vineyard, the only part of the vegetation that becomes osa is the part that grows extra. The original part of the vegetation that was planted was always mutter and stays mutter. Whatever grew extra in the vineyard, that's going to be osa. That extra bit never had a sha'as ha'kosher. As soon as it grew extra, it's already going to be osa. So that's a chumrah that Basa B'cholov doesn't have, which is a similar question that we asked before from Chometz. Om Rabbi Abba says, from the fact that Issi ben Yehuda didn't refute his Kal V'Chomer, and Issi ben Yehuda did not have this question, it must be that just like Basa B'cholov had a Sha'as HaKosher, had a time it was mutter, it must be that he holds that Klei Kerem, what becomes osa is something that was muta. What is that? Omer vada ba'ava, zoisei meres. It must be Klei Kerem, ikron nesorin. Not only what grew extra becomes osa, but the actual vegetation that was planted in the vineyard, that was muta before it was planted in the vineyard, that itself became osa. Not only the extra bit. Since ikron nesorin, then the hoil and these ikron hoisol and chas akosha koidim ashrosha, before they became planted in the vineyard, then hashrosha means they became enrooted. When it was just put in the ground, it's not relevant, it's just storage, but as soon as it becomes rooted in the ground, it now becomes associated to the vineyard, then the actual vegetation itself becomes osa, and they had a sha'as akosha, in which case it's similar to basa b'cholov that also had a sha'as akosha. Asks the Gemara, Masiv Rav Shemaya, now that you're saying that the very part of the vegetation that was planted in the vineyard itself became osa, then I've got a question. Masiv Rav Shemaya, This is a Mishnah in Kilayim. Hamavir otzitz nokuv. If somebody takes a flower pot that is perforated, it has holes at the bottom, which means that whatever's in the pot can actually take its nourishment through the air directly from the ground. If somebody passes mavir otzitz nokuv, a pot with vegetation planted in it, through a vineyard, im hoisif mosaim, if there's amount that became extra, that grew extra, was at least a 200th. That means what grew extra was not less than a ratio of 1 to 200 from what was muta. If hoisif mosaim, if a 200th got added, osur. Only the little bit extra that grew extra is what becomes osur. Hoisif in, only that little bit that became extra became osur. Loi hoisif, loi. But everything else that was there, the vegetation that was originally planted there does not become osa. And this seems to contradict what we just saw now, that ikron ne sorim, that we assumed and we understood from Isi ben Yehuda that klei kerem is called hadashas ha-kosher. And from this Mishnah it seems that it's only the added bit that becomes osa, and the added bit never had a hadashas ha-kosher, it was never mutter. Omar Rava says no. You have to understand as follows. Trei kroi ksivi. There are two words in the pasuk, and they seem to be contradicting each other. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, lo sizra karmacho kilayim. You're not allowed to plant your vineyard with kilayim. Pentigdash hamleo hazera ashatizra utvuas hakerem. So we see that the pasuk regarding the issa of klei kerem speaks about hamleo, the added growth, and it speaks about Hazera, the seeds that was actually planted. Well, you have to make up your mind. What becomes Osa? Does the seed you planted become Osa, which is what we say, Ikron Nesorin, or is it only the Malea, only the added growth? Ha, Ketzad, how do we explain this? Zarua Meikoroi, if you initially planted the seeds directly into the vineyard, Bahashrosha, then as soon as it took root, the whole seeds become osur because they are enrooted in a vineyard. However, zarua or bo, if these seeds were first planted in a flower pot, not in a vineyard, and then they were brought in a enrooted state, it was passed through the vineyard, then hoisif in, only if it hamaleo, only the added bit became osa, loy hoisif loy. But if nothing got added, since it was enrooted already outside the vineyard, it stays mutter, and the issa of kilayim, of the klei kerem, doesn't apply to it. But either way, we see here that there is a case where ikron nesorim, where if you plant it straight into the vineyard, then it in it and of itself the plantation becomes osur, and that was something that had a heter before it got enrooted. It was mutter. And only after it got enrooted, the very same thing that was osur before, that was mutter before, became osur now. And in that aspect, it's the same as basa b'cholov, and that is the end of the understanding of Isi ben Yehuda's discussion. And Emir Tz Hashem, in the next year, we're going to continue from here.